LANYAP, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Bob Lennox. My guest today, Marlon Waters. As we prepare for the Rustown Band's Christmas performance, Marlon, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So, Marlon, the Rustown Band performance coming up this Friday night?
Yes, it is. This is our second annual. Our Rustown Band is our local band featuring, you know, your dentist, your doctor, your neighbor down the street, and everything. It's a wonderful thing to have this local band, and it's conducted by Lawrence Gibbs, one of our favorite band directors from Louisiana Tech, and we have them in twice a year. They're there for the Peach Festival every year, and then we have them back for Christmas.
All right. So this is going to be going on at the Dixie Center for the Arts there in Ruston, correct?
It is, and it was originally published at 7 p.m., but at the request of some of the band members who live out of town, they asked to go to 7:30, which is our usual time. So it will be at 7:30.
The Rustown Band, how did it originate? How did it come about originally?
Well, I think it probably originated a good many years ago. There was a band leader here in Ruston named Oscar Barnes, and he got people together basically. I know it's been well over 20 years, probably a lot more. He got people together that liked to play instruments. You know, you don't get a chance to play a clarinet or a flute or a trombone as much once you get out of school and all. And so he got people together, and they mostly performed at the Peach Festival and during the summer. And like I said, it's a hometown band, and they usually play like what I call Americana music.
Right.
And then they started doing Christmas concerts, and when the Dixie got back up and running, we started having them at the Dixie again for their Christmas concert.
So members of the band, do they include maybe like members of Louisiana Tech University or some of the local high schools, or is it pretty much just adults that enjoy performing music?
Well, it's a little bit of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Young and old, again, it's going to be people that you know, that you see around town. And then there's some, we've got some from Monroe that drive over. We have lots of, some students from Louisiana Tech. And that's why we're having it this Friday night, because Friday night is their last day, and they do this for us. They stay that extra little bit of time, and then they go on home for their holiday break. And we hope that this is something that we have every year on the last day before the kids leave. And we do this, and we're doing this also for our community to give a chance, to have a chance to give back. The admission is free, but we ask that if you can, that you bring some non-perishable food items for Christian Community Action, or toys for the Toys for Tots drive that the Ruston JCs is putting on. And we also will take monetary donations to either one of them.
It's a great idea. And also, considering it being on a Friday, able to run by the store on a Friday afternoon and head right over to the concert for Friday night. So, really.
Well, we're hoping that. We're hoping maybe you have a chance. Being at 7:30, you'll have a chance to take the family out and grab a bite to eat. And hopefully this will become a Christmas tradition with families, because it is a family show. There's going to be songs that they're going to play that you're going to recognize just about everything in there.
Right. Speaking with Marlon Waters, Executive Director with the Dixie Center for the Arts, the Rustown Christmas Concert that is going to be held at the Dixie coming up Friday night at 7:30. We talked about Oscar Barnes as a former director, Marlon. The baton was passed on to Lawrence Gibbs, and he has put together quite a collection of songs for everyone coming up this Friday.
Oh, we love Lawrence. This is a little bit different from his Lawrence Gibbs Orchestra that we love so much and have every year. That's the big band music, and this is a love of his. Lawrence is just an interesting guy, and he is always researching different songs and original arrangements that you may not think about. And that's something I never really thought about. But he is so knowledgeable, and he loves to tell you, he loves to educate you a little bit. It shows that he is a professor at Tech, and that he's educating all of us on these songs and gives us a little background on each one of them.
Yeah, looking at some of the selections that he has chosen for the concert, Irving Berlin's Christmas Medley, Leroy Anderson. I love Leroy Anderson's rendition of Sleigh Ride, but Christmas Festival that they'll be performing coming up Friday night. And something that was interesting I noticed was a combination of John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever and a tune called Jingle Bells Forever. I can only imagine that is going to have folks marching and jingling bells all at the same time.
That's what it sounds like. I'm kind of anxious to hear that one myself, but leave it to Lawrence to always find a march when it comes to the Rustown Band. In the summer, they play a lot of Sousa and things that make you want to stand up and say, yes, I'm proud to be an American. And these songs here at Christmas, I think these are going to be basically the same thing. And you're gonna smile, you're going to laugh, and you're going to have a really good time at this concert.
All right. Marlon, again, the concert coming up Friday at the Dixie, a number that folks can get in touch with if they need more information?
Yes, if you have large groups and would like to sit together, we'd be glad to reserve them. The number's 255-1450.
All right. Marlon Waters, Executive Director with the Dixie Center for the Arts. The Rustown Band Christmas Concert coming up this Friday night. Looking forward to that. Marlon, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.